Is he close, or what is he?
Yes, he's close, you know, not 100% sure for Friday, but we're hopeful that he plays Friday.
Obviously, you know the Hawks well from the playoff series last year, but what to you is the difference to where they are this year?
Not a whole lot, to be honest with you. I felt like they were playing at this level at the end of last year. You know, and there's a lot written and said in the media about us not being able to handle the eight-seeded Hawks. None of us in our organization felt that. No, that's a joke.
Yeah, I know.
That I have. She wasn't the one writing it. You know, so we, you know, I think Mike, you know, turned this thing around last year, and it's been enhanced by another year of continuity and the addition of Al Horford.
I wonder if I could ask you, though, they're so spread out as far as who, you know, they don't, not one person scores a lot. They're balanced. Put you on the spot because you're an Eastern Conference coach with a vote. Who do you think their all-star is?
All-star?
Yeah. Plural.
Horford, Millsap, and Teague, and maybe Corbin. I think they have three, for sure.
You would vote that way?
Yes.
When they have a bench like that, where they don't really lose anything when they bring guys in, how tough does that make it when, like, the style of play or even, like, the ability to play doesn't change?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think Pop was the first one to really, you know, understand, you know, the middle parts of each half, you know, where the bench comes in and using Ginobili off the bench. And, you know, obviously Bud has done a great job making sure that, you know, their bench is coming in and doing even better, you know, against opposing benches than the starters doing against opposing starters. So, you know, they don't bring Ginobili in, obviously, off the bench, but their bench is just as important as everything their starters are doing.
He said from a defensive standpoint, too, even they may not even drop off, may get better when the bench comes in. Do you think that's...
Yeah, they play with more energy. You know, they just, you know, they impact the game. Mike Scott, obviously, is you know, doing a great job for them. You know, he's been a thorn in our side, and you know, hopefully we do a good job on him. But you know, their whole bench comes in and plays with great defensive energy, and you know, they don't drop off that much on the offensive end.
I'm going to steal a stat that I just heard in there. They are tops in the league at forcing shots at the end of a shot clock.
Yeah, they guard. I mean, they, you know, they're in the passing lanes. They're great at forcing steals, and you know, they're tied together. They know how to you know, bait you into you know, low percentage looks. You know, they get the 3-point shooters. They protect the basket. They swarm the paint, and you know, they work. They work on the defensive end. Coach Bud demands that.
Does that encourage you to sometimes throw more pace out there so you won't get stuck in that?
Yeah, we've got to play with pace. I thought we played with better pace against the Rockets than we did in prior games, and we've got to continue to do that. You know, because we don't want to get into a you know, situation where we're shooting 5 on the clock or under every time down. You know, and it's not just quality of looks there, but you know, you got to get, you know, 8 to 10 possessions a game where you're getting a really good look early in the clock before the defense is set.
One little thing different is their number of steals have gone up from last year and gradually gone up this year. Is looking at their tape in preparation for a game, do you see anything them doing different defensively that caused that?
You know, I mean, I think Horford, you know, helps, you know, at the speed he has at the center position. You know, but, you know, I think it's continuity. You know, it's their group's been together for another year, and they're more tied together. You know, I think continuity is a big factor in a lot of their success in the NBA. And you know, obviously they've got the three great steals guys, and you know, and Carroll, Teague, and Millsap in the starting lineup. I think Schroeder is great with steals. He's a factor in, you know, them improving that area. So a lot of factors.